Raider Nation, what's going on? You're watching the Raiders Board, and coming up here on today's show, I'm going to be looking at some Bryan Edwards replacements. Yes, we will look at the current players on the roster, but also five free agent wide receivers that the Silver and Black could go out and sign. If you want to make sure that your downstairs is looking great, like an A-plus level, then go to manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. Just use promo code Raiders at checkout. All right, so what we're doing here is Bryan Edwards replacements in free agency. I'm an overachiever. I know, you're welcome. I'm going to sprinkle in five honorable mentions to make sure that you never miss anything going on around the Raiders, because maybe you missed the Bryan Edwards trade. If the Raiders go out and they sign somebody, dude, I am going live or and I'm making a video about it. So turn on those notifications. Underneath the video, there is a bell. You click that bell, you click all. And if you're part of the Noti gang, I want you to type B-E-R. No, I'm not saying beer. I'm saying this is an abbreviation for Bryan Edwards replacements. If you want to type beer, though, I'm not going to be mad about it. So here as it stands right now is the Raiders wide receiver depth chart. And you could honestly even throw Keelan Cole to Marcus Robinson, Matt Collins. You can switch any of those players with wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3. Here's what I know. From players that I'm 100% confident in, Davante Adams, Hunter Renfro. Those are the only players on the Raiders wide receiver depth chart that I'm 100% confident in. Could you take a flyer on Robinson, Cole, and Hollins? Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons why the Raiders, they went ahead and they signed all three of these players. So when you talk about Robinson, when you talk about Hollins, you talk about Cole, these are the only three players that if the Raiders like these guys enough, then you don't need to go out and sign a free agent. I like DeMarcus Robinson. He's a good athlete. He's going to be able to create some separation, maybe, and stretch the field a little bit. Keelan Cole, I think he's more of a crisp route runner, not so much as a incredible athlete, but he's put up some good seasons back in 2017, back in 2020. Mac Hollins, he's a big target. So if you were hoping that Bryan Edwards could be that red zone option, I actually think that Mac Hollins at 6'4", 220 pounds, 4 touchdowns last season, he could be that big red zone option. So what it really truly comes down to is this. Who is going to be the wide receiver 3 for the Raiders? And the reason why I say wide receiver 3 is because Adams, Renfro, those are going to be your top two receivers in terms of targets. So who's going to be that next receiver in terms of targets? Is it going to be DeMarcus Robinson? Type DR. Do you think it's going to be Keelan Cole? Type KC. Is it going to be Mac Collins? Go ahead and type MH. If you don't have confidence in any of those players, you're like, Mitch, I've seen it enough. The Raiders, those guys aren't going to get it done. Cool. Then you can go out and you can sign another player, which is exactly what this video is about. I'm not sitting here saying the Raiders absolutely need to go out and they need to replace Edwards. I'm simply saying if you're not confident in that group of three receivers that I just showed you, then you can go out and get them. So coming up here on the Raiders Report, I'm going to show you the top five free agents that I think the Raiders should go out and target if they don't like those players. I went ahead and I ranked them from 5 all the way down to 1. Before I get into my top 5, if you want to be number 1 on your girls list, then go to manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. And it's a great Father's Day gift. In fact, I am going to use this joke because I swear on my grandfather's life, my dad this morning, I'm talking to him on my way to work, and he goes, I got out of the shower last night. I use my Manscaped products, and the ballroom is always ready, and it's always welcoming. I was like, Dad, keep your ballroom to yourself, but I'm glad that you love your Manscaped products so you guys can get your hands on, not my dad's ballroom, but your ballroom. Make sure it's clean. Promo code Raiders, and get the Ultra Smooth package, because I promise you guys are going to love all the Manscaped products. That link's in the comments, and it's in the description of today's video, manscaped.com. Use promo code Raiders at checkout. So let's get into my top five receivers that I believe the Raiders could go out and sign to try to replace Bryan Edwards. And number 5 here is Allen Hurns. And I also rank these guys based on talent, based on fit, and how much money I think you could get them for. The reason why Allen Hurns makes my list at 5 is because I think you can get him at the vet minimum. You could get him at the vet minimum deal for the simple fact of he hasn't played since 2019. Mitch, why the hell would you want a receiver who hasn't played since 2019? Because I actually think Allen Hurns' skill set would fit pretty well with what Derek Carr likes to do. So he opted out of 2020. He didn't play in 2021 because he was battling a wrist injury, but he's got good size. I think he runs hard routes, average burst out of his breaks. But you know what? As a third option or somebody that's going to compete with Robinson, Keelan Cole, Mac Collins, Allen Hurns at one time got a four-year, $40 million contract. It's kind of mind-blowing to me. It's just he never got the right footing, but he's a bigger target. Bryan Edwards was also a bigger target. So last season, 32 grabs, 416 yards, or 2019, excuse me. And then you go back, you look at 2018. Go back and look at 2017. He's never really had a good year since his second year in the NFL when I believe it was like a Blake Bortles just insane year. But I do know this. He's a tall receiver. You could get him at cheap, and that's why he's number five on my list. 1 year, prove it deal. Vet men for Allen Hurns, sign me up. So I still got four more players to get into, but I want to know from everyone who's watching, because there are a lot of free agent wide receivers out there. Name a free agent receiver that you believe the Raiders should go out and try to sign. Number four on my list here is Emmanuel Sanders, and yes, he is getting up there in age, but you know what? If you watch this show enough, you'll know that I like good route runners and I like professionals, and that's exactly what you're getting here in Emmanuel Sanders. He started 13 games last season for the Buffalo Bills, and I like first downs. If you're watching the show right now and you like first downs, go ahead and like the video right now, because he's had at least 30 first downs every single year since 2012. That's important. I like a chain mover, especially when you're potentially my third option. He's 35 years old, but he's still playing at a high level, man. Last season with the Buffalo Bills, 42 grabs, 626 yards, four touchdowns. Was that with Josh Allen and that Bills offense? Yes. Yes, it absolutely was. But he also was putting up some pretty good numbers before that, back in 2020 with the Saints, 61 grabs. 726 yards, five touchdowns. 2019, he played on two teams. 66 grabs, 689 yards, five touchdowns. If you're telling me right now I could get this type of production from Emmanuel Sanders and he'd be my third guy, because I know Renfro's going to get his. I know Davante Adams is going to get his. I know that Darren Waller is going to get his. Essentially, that's your fourth option. That's not so bad to me, especially because I don't think it's going to be anything more than what Jarvis Landry got. 1 year, $3 million is Landry. To me, Emmanuel Sanders, 1 year, $2.5 million. So we still got some more players to go ahead and get into. But you know what, man? We are also making videos over on Local, so please support the show. It helps me out a lot. Why should you become a supporter over on Locals? Two extra videos every week. One extra live video, interactive posts and polls asking you guys different types of questions, personal Zoom calls like Desi, who actually just sent in a super chat. I talked to Desi on May 15th to talk to his kid, wish him a happy birthday. That's what Locals is really cool, because I can get that extra content. Easier access to me is what you see, and I actually put this video out on Locals hours before the Raiders went ahead and they traded Bryan Edwards. It was a simple talking point of, I believe the Raiders have put Bryan Edwards on notice. A few hours later, the Raiders go ahead and they trade Bryan Edwards. So if you're a diehard fan, if you just want more content, then please go ahead and join Locals. And for everyone watching right now, I am giving away one free month on Locals to everyone who uses the code Raiders. Here's the thing, though. It's a race. We're only going to do 10. The first 10 people that use code Raiders at RaidersReport.locals.com, you get one free month. That way you can see the exclusive videos. You can join our exclusive lives. You get that extra content and easier access to me. If that interests you, if you're a diehard fan, then use code Raiders at RaidersReport.locals.com. Let's get into number three here, and it's Julio Jones. I have talked about Julio Jones at lengths on the Raiders Report, and I've said multiple times before that I wouldn't go out and sign Julio. So, Mitch, why the hell do they make the list? Well, if you're telling me that you can get Julio Jones at a cheap deal, I'm in. I just don't think that Julio takes a cheap deal. He's missed 14 games the past two seasons. The upside's there. You could tell me right now, if Julio plays all 17 games, he might not be the best receiver in the NFL anymore, but he's probably going to be top 20 in terms of overall production. The only reason why he's not ahead of the guy who you'll see on number two, because a talent standpoint, Julio is the best guy on this list. I still believe that. He just can't stay healthy. The reason why I don't have him higher is because he's always, his entire career, struggled scoring touchdowns. In fact, he's only had one double-digit touchdown season, and the area that the Raiders, Derek Carr, struggles with the most is scoring touchdowns. So I want guys who I'm going to have a little bit more reliability on in the red zone. The last two seasons, 31 catches, 51 catches. Julio Jones is the perfect example that soft tissue injuries, they start catching up to you. Father Time, it starts catching up to you. But if Julio Jones is the fourth option in our offense, yeah, it's pretty damn good offense. Number two on my Bryan Edwards replacements is Cole Beasley. Is Cole Beasley and Bryan Edwards even kind of alike? No, not whatsoever. But you know what? I go back and I look at a lot of those very talented Josh McDaniels Patriots offenses, and they had two good slot receivers. Hunter Renfrow, Cole Beasley, sign me up. Three straight seasons with over 100 targets. Why? Beasley gets open, and because you can rely on him. He's a solid route runner. I get it. His off-the-field shenanigans can be a little bit of a headache, which I get it. It can be a headache. However, he's still a good football player, and he can be a good option next to Renfrow. I mean, you're telling me right now, you throw three receivers out there on the field, okay? Let's say Waller's taking a break. Renfrow, Beasley, Devontae Adams. That's three players on the field that last season had over 82 catches. Not many teams can do that, and not many players still have the ability to catch 80 balls. Cole Beasley does. He does. Now, he's going to take away a little bit from Renfrow. That's okay. But back-to-back seasons of 82 grabs, and if he's your third, fourth option in your offense, I'm telling you, I like it a lot. Number one on my list, Antonio Brown. I'm kidding. No. F. A, B, you guys know what to do. Antonio wants to retire a Steeler, and he's still a top free agent out there on the board. If I get one person that says the Raiders are going to get Antonio Brown, I'm going to flip this desk. You know what to do. Spam FABs in the chat. I don't want this man anywhere near my football team, which means the real number one is Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ. He is the best free agent receiver still out there. I understand that he is recovering from an ACL injury that happened in the Super Bowl, but I have been told he should be ready for week one. He showed to me that he could still play at a high level, and if you go out and you get Odell Beckham, this makes the Raiders the best offense in the National Football League. Is it the biggest need for the Raiders? No. I'll still say Darrell Williams is the bigger need. I might even say that Ndamukong Suh, James Bradbury, they might be bigger needs. But if you're telling me right now having the best offense in the NFL doesn't make you tingle a little bit down there, a little bit tingle, you feel that tingle? Because with OBJ, you might be getting some BJs. Shout out to Manscaped. But no, seriously, eight games last season with the Rams, 27 grabs, 305 yards, five touchdowns. What I saw, though, was somebody who was really able to take that next step. And with the Rams in the playoffs, 21 catches, 288 yards, two touchdowns, four games. And I really think he would have put up even more production, more numbers, if it wasn't for the horrific ACL injury that he had. That is why OBJ is the number one free agent wide receiver that if the Raiders want to go out and get somebody, he should be number one on their list. Now, in terms of some other honorable mentions, and I put a list together, and Will Fuller, really talented, just can't stay healthy. T.Y. Hilton, Father Time's catching up to him a little bit. A lot of people are going to be like, wow, DeSean Jackson to make your top five. I don't think DeSean proved to me that he was able to go out there every single snap and give it his all. Adam Humphries, Danny Amendola, interesting options you could get on cheap. And if you can't get Cole Beasley, I do think that these two guys would be your other slot receivers that you could potentially go out and get. And for Amendola, he also has that connection with Josh McDaniels playing in past Patriot offenses. So hopefully you guys like my list. If you don't, if you want to give me some extra names, yo, seriously, hit me up. IG, Twitter, MitchellRance365. Don't be afraid to slide in my DMs. Don't be afraid to tweet at me. But also, it's a good place to stay up to date on news, rumors, everything going on around the Raiders because I make a lot of content. In fact, I think I make more Raiders content than any single person in the entire world for around the Raiders. I really, truly do. But I also know that I try to keep you up to date on social media platforms. And if you want to come hang out with me, because I'll be posting about it on there as well, I'm going to be in San Francisco this Saturday, May 21st. Meet me at Candlestick Sports Bar at 9:30 p.m. It's going to be me. It's going to be my CEO of Chat Sports, James Yoder. We're probably going to hang out there for like an hour, maybe 90 minutes, depending on how many people show up. But if you're in the San Francisco, if you're in the Bay Area, if you can drive from Oakland, wherever, please meet me at Candlestick Sports Bar, 9:30 p.m. Let's talk some Raiders. Let's have a beer or two. So out of my five Bryan Edwards replacements, Allen Hurns, Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones, Cole Beasley, and Odell Beckham Jr., I have a simple question. Who would you sign from this list? Which wide receiver? If you had to pick one, I'm going to make you do it. If you had to pick one, who would you pick? Just type their last name down below. Would it be Allen Hurns, Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones, Cole Beasley, Odell Beckham Jr. Please go ahead. Let me know down in the comment section which one out of these receivers would you go ahead and sign if and if you were looking for a free agent replacement for Bryan Edwards.